This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Earlier today, the New York Mets defeated the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. In fact, it went final in the last 10 minutes. Edwin Diaz recorded a four-out save. Pete Alonso hit a bomb. Francisco Lindor broke out of his massive slump with a couple of base hits and a couple of RBIs. But in the eighth inning, when Edwin Diaz was called upon to get a four-out save, he was facing Luis Renjifo, who the Mets just couldn't get out in this series. I mean, he was unbelievable.
He really didn't get him out in the eighth inning either.
No, he did not. Well, he did, but he didn't.
He did. He
because
definitely did not.
Luis Renjifo ended up striking out. There were three strikes called on Luis Renjifo. He didn't actually swing his bat in the course of that at-bat. Like, there were three called strikes. There were three balls. That was it. So he didn't swing his bat. Edwin Diaz didn't throw anything resembling a strike one time.
No.
Three called strikes on Luis Renjifo, including the final one, were well out of the strike zone. And so that, of course, pissed off whoever the interim manager is of the Anaheim Angels. And guess what? Not my problem. Not your problem. But the Mets did get a break from the calls that were being made in the eighth inning. And the Mets won. They were able to hold on. They had a 6-1 lead. Things got a little dicey. Mike Trout came up as the tying run. Renjifo struck out on a pitch that was 10 feet outside.
Right. And that were two big, there were two on at that point.
Yeah.
So that
yeah.
would have loaded the bases if he would have walked them.
Too bad.
Yeah,
Eric Bachus, the home plate umpire, checks in the mail. No, I'll send it to you tomorrow.
And then Edwin Diaz comes out the top of the ninth. He drills Chris Taylor in the head.
You're welcome, Yankee fans.
It's like, geez.
Yeah, Edwin was not his sharpest, but he was able to get the outs when he needed to.
That's right. Got a save.
He got a save, and the Mets got a win. I love that Mendy went to him for a four-out save. The Mets have an off day tomorrow, so it's kind of one of those things where you just empty it all out, leave it all out there, get a victory, and now you head out to the West Coast. But the Mets, who started the second half of the year in such a kind of depressing way with the way they lost on Friday and even the way they lost on Saturday, to their credit, they responded.
Right.
They win four straight games against Cincinnati and now the Angels. And for anyone who says the Angels suck, that doesn't count. The Angels just won a series against the Phillies. It's baseball. It's what's right in front of you. So really good work. And I think the most encouraging thing from the Met victory today this afternoon against the Angels was obviously Francisco Lindor, because Lindor has been going through a massive batting slump. There's a lot of thought that he's injured. I don't honestly think that's the case. I think it's just a guy slumping. And we've seen this from Lindor, Teague. Like, usually it happens in April.
Right.
He has these massive, massive batting slumps, and sometimes it only takes one hit to get out of it. He had a few hits in this game. He drove in a couple of runs. And hopefully, as they head west, he'll get going. And the other guy that broke out of it was Pete, because Pete's also very quietly been slumping, and he had a massive three-run home run that he pimped. And so you saw the bats break out in this game, even though they did nothing in the final five innings offensively. But they broke out early. They jumped on a bullpen day from the Angels. And you have to feel good if you're a Met fan. Four straight wins. First time they've had a four-game winning streak in a while. It feels good.
Right. You get a sweep. Makes you feel good. Makes you forget the troubles that led into this series. But it's also, I mean, let's call it what it is. It's the Angels. And so,
what does that mean? Just, what does that mean? They're a 500 team. They're a baseball team.
Yeah, they're not that good though.
Who cares?
I'm just saying. Just
I don't
not
care
that
if they.
Good.
I don't care if they're a minor league team. You got to beat.
Got to win. Got to win.
They all count the same. Look, we all play the same schedule nowadays. Other than the three extra games the Mets have to play against the Yankees, the Phillies, who the Mets are now officially tied with, that'll be broken tonight when the Phillies take on the Red Sox. They had to play the Angels. They lost to the Angels.
Mm-hmm.
They lost 2 out of 3 to the Angels.
Yeah, I mean look at Detroit. Detroit, what they lost again today.
They've been struggling.
They got swept by Pittsburgh?
Yes, I think so, yeah. They've been really, really struggling. All of a sudden, you look at the standings in the American League Central. Not that that's getting tight, but in the American League, they're going to fall behind Houston and Toronto or maybe the Yankees for that number one seed. They're 60-43. The Blue Jays are 59-42. The Astros are 59-42. So I think we see a lot of teams struggle at different points, but good job by the Mets. He's taking care of business because now they got a challenge on their hands.
Let's go, Mets!
Yeah, I like that. That fires me up. They're going to San Francisco. I know the Giants are struggling, but they got to deal with Logan Webb and Robbie Ray. But the Mets are straightening themselves out. They get a nice little victory. Lindor gets a hit. And the other thing I got to say about the Mets before we get to your calls, and it's kind of picked up over the last few days, the insanity of this. The Mets are drawing massive crowds every single night. Now, we knew the attendance would be better. Remember when Steve Cohen called the fans out and said, you know, I spent a lot of money.
Yeah, you spend money too.
Right.
And they were all happy customers.
That's right. And I figured the Mets would draw better, and they were drawing better. No doubt about it. But they are now on a streak where they've had 10 consecutive crowds greater than 40,000. And you can't just say, well, they played the Yankees in the middle of it. It was David Wright Day. What about today? It's a Wednesday afternoon in July against the Angels, and don't tell me Mike Trout's people going to see him.
I mean, maybe.
Stop. Stop it.
This is your star that you know on the opposing team.
This streak started against the Brewers. They have reached 41,000, or I should say 40,000 or more in 10 straight games, and I want to give you a little factoid to back up the insanity of this. How many times last season did the Mets draw 40,000 people during the regular season?
5.
The answer is 8. That's a good guess.
Close.
8 times.
I just knew it wasn't a lot.
Was not a lot. 8 times. Their 40-plus thousand crowd today is the 27th of the season. They have almost doubled the figure. And when you look at their schedule the rest of the way, there's no reason to believe they're not going to continue to do it. The Mets are averaging the greatest amount of people that they have ever had at Citi Field outside of year number one, which was, hey, the novelty of a new stadium. Like, their average attendance is better than any year they've ever had at Citi Field outside of year one. And I have to admit, I'm kind of surprised how good it's been. I thought it was going to be good.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was going to be historically good.
Yeah, you're talking about that streak, and it goes back to the Milwaukee series.
Yes. That's when it began, at 40,000 or more.
Right, but the only reason it didn't go back into the Atlanta series, it was the last game of that four-game Atlanta series, that was the first one over 40 of this latest iteration where they had 42,000. Don't forget, Tuesday's game was postponed.
Yes, that's right. They had
a
split
doubleheader.
Yep.
But in the doubleheader, it was 36 the first game and
that's
42
right.
the second.
So that's almost like, don't count that one.
Exactly. You almost can't count it.
The crowds have been massive, and I think it's a testament to us as Met fans. We've answered the call. Like, not that we're front runners, but people kind of are. Like, if you're going to spend your hard-earned money, you want to feel like you're spending it on something that's worth it. Mm. And so Met fans have certainly responded to the success from last year, the success early this season, the signing of Juan Soto. Like, add it all together, and you got the Mets putting up 40K. Now, for the Yankee fans listening, that's not big news for you.
Right,
you get 40,000 every night. But for the Mets, who drew so badly last year, like, that was a story around here for a while, how bad their attendance was. People are packing the building. I mean, this was a Wednesday afternoon in July, and 41,000 people went out there to see Mets Angels. So, good job by the people. But here's what this all means, Steve. What this means is...
Was this mid-July, 23rd?
July 23rd is not mid-July anymore.
Yeah,
it's late July.
It is. Well, I mean...
It's on the precipice of late July.
Maybe it's the day? No, that was the Yankees. That was the Subway Series, that's why.
What are you talking about?
I was just looking at them last year at this time in July.
Oh, yeah. Other than the Yankees series, like, think about it. They had 8 crowds of 40,000 or more.
Right.
4 of them are Yankees, Mets, and opening day. And then the rest of it was probably the final weekend of the year against the Phillies.
So July 25th, which is Thursday last year of 2024, 34,000.
Yeah.
And that was a Braves series.
That's right. You see the difference. But now that we've responded, Steve, so here's the way things went, Mr. Steve Cohen. You spent the money. Thank you. Like, seriously, thank you. You bought us Juan Soto. Thank you very much. You brought back Pete Alonso. Thank you. Like, we appreciate that. And then you said, you guys show up. And we did. Like, in a way that you probably didn't even expect. Now it's your turn again. You know, you threw the basketball to us. We're going to throw it back to you. The trade deadline's in 7 days. Money is no object, right, Steve? Money is no object, right, Steve? I know you're over the tax.
Okay, but who do you want?
That's not even the point. The point is money shouldn't be a factor. That's my only point, because I've got varying degrees on what player I want, who I want to go after, prospects matter. But all I'm saying is just a general statement. You spent money and said, go to the ballpark. We went to the ballpark, $40,000 every night. Thank you, sir. Now it's your turn again.
Right.
Money is no object. That's all I'm saying. That's it. And I have faith. This isn't like one of those Wilpon warnings. Like, I don't believe in, I believe in Steve. Steve will do it. I'm just reminding him. He's in the car right now with Alex. They're driving home. He's very happy about another victory. I'm happy too. And I'm just reminding him, we did our job. Now you do your job.
Then they're being driven home, I would assume. I don't think they're actually doing the driving.
You think Steve drives?
No shot. You think he drives to Citi Field in the traffic?
Maybe.
They're billionaires.
You think Alex drives them?
No. What is this, Evan driving everybody around Barcelona?
They're being driven. Like, his wife drives them, right?
Why would she want to drive? Why would I? If I was rich,
she's,
I would.
She's a go-getter. Like, she gets stuff done.
Yeah, but the traffic sucks around here. Why would you want to deal with that?
I'll tell you why. I'm going to give you an example, because you get this confused a lot with money. Tiki Barber played in the NFL.
He did.
He did pretty well.
I remember that, yes.
Now, unfortunately for Tiki, if he would have played it 20 years later, he would have done even better, even though he's a running back, so maybe
right.
not.
I'd probably still be making about the same.
That's a good point. Maybe it's not a great example.
No, you're right.
But let's say Tiki never played football. He actually loved basketball, and he made the NBA. He was like Terrell Brandon, because he wasn't that tall. I brought that up. I didn't say Muggsy Bogues. That'd
Chris
be insulting.
Paul is not that tall, is he? He's 6 feet.
He's 6 feet, man. Mm-hmm. Terrell Brandon was like 5'10". But you made the NBA and you're making $35 million a year. Okay? Doing well. Would you stop driving?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Just because you had a lot of money?
Nope.
Exactly.
I love driving.
Me too.
Sometimes I love being in control.
Bingo. So just because you have a lot of money doesn't mean you stop doing things. Like, if I won the lottery and all of a sudden I had like billions of dollars, or one day the architect got drunk and he gave me a brand new contract that paid me $30 million a year.
Wow.
He's like, Evan, we love you.
Wow. If you're making 30, what am I making?
Well, he only got drunk that one night, so I'm the only one overpaid. I would still drive. Like, sometimes even though you make a lot of money, it doesn't change what you like to do. Mm-hmm. Anyhow, let's get to your calls. 888-808-1019. Jeff is in New Haven, Connecticut. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, Evan, Tiki, hope you guys are doing good.
Doing well. What's
good
up,
man?
Dude?
What's up?
So I've been waiting to make this phone call for 2 weeks, waiting for Evan to get back from Europe. Hope you had a great time.
Thank you.
Inadvertently, Evan, ruined one of my early fatherhood memories.
What'd I do?
I have two twin-year-old daughters at home, and, you know, they're in that extremely active stage. They're getting into sports. And me and my wife recently bought them these giant bouncy balls, and they love them. They're playing with them all the time. And the other day, one of them starts to dribble it, and dribbling it. And my wife goes, dribble, dribble, dribble. And in my excitement, I should be like, yeah. But in my head, I'm hearing Evan Roberts going, fat, 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 fat. So I want to thank you for that, Evan, for being in the back of my mind as one of my girls is playing in the living room.
Jeff, at least you didn't say it out loud.
Yeah, that would have been a problem.
Because I might have said it about said it out loud.
All of a sudden, you started screaming.
Dribble, dribble, dribble. Fat, fat, fat.
Yeah, I'm sorry for that. That was a very emotional day. Mm. That was a very emotional day. But I'm glad that you were able to enjoy the moments with your kids.
By the way, speaking of Evan's vacation, this has been weighing on my brain for the last couple of days. I just have to ask you this, Evan. You come back, you're sporting this beautiful tan. You look great. You got a maple syrupy brown kind of color going to you.
Thank you.
There's just one problem. Your legs look like sheets of paper. Did you wear pants over there? Your legs are as pale as your behind, and your face and arms are tanned.
That doesn't make any sense, because I was in shorts 100% of the time.
Would you agree, though, that your legs are quite white?
My legs have always been very pasty white, like always. And I'm not a tanning kind of guy. I got to protect myself from the sun kind of guy, because, you know, I'll drop.
I should have just come to work.
So, like, I lather up really big with the suntan.
Lather up, not blather up.
Well, what did I say?
You said blather up.
Oh, lather, blather, same thing. On major, major lotion to protect myself from the sun. Or sunscreen, I think, is the official name.
You still get sun.
I know.
Like, even if you put 60 on, you're still going to get
so
sun.
So why are my legs pasty white and yet the rest of my body got, you know, golden brown?
It's because of the golden thong.
Hey, now.
Maybe that's the reason.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms. Protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay,
your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.